Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about, or in this case, Peacock. I'm Ben, and joining me, as always on this two-person girls trip, is Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Good. What's going on with you, baby?
You know, making my way through the week, sort of sad that our Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip journey has come to a conclusion. We're recapping it today. What a wonderful show. But, you know, I'm looking forward to sending it off with Crappens aplomb. And in the meantime, everyone, come see us on tour next month. We are starting next month in January. We're touring all through April, from January to April, going to 21 different cities, okay? It's be a Ben Ron girls trip. It's actually our 10-year anniversary tour, our Hunky Dory tour. And we're going to be celebrating 10 years of podcasting. And we can't celebrate 10 years of podcasting just by ourselves. We have to celebrate with you guys. So make sure you come out and celebrate with us. Go to watchcrappens.com to get tickets. Going to lots of cities. We want to see all your faces. We demand it. We demand it. So we will see you all there on the road. So go check that out. And of course, we also do all sorts of stuff on Patreon that you should be involved with. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Our weekly bonus episode lately, we are doing Selling Sunset season 4, which is, you know, just a gift from above. We love doing that. And then, of course, two times a week, we also do Crappens on Demand, where you can watch us. You don't just have to listen to us. So go check that out. And all the links for everything you could possibly need are all at watchwhatcrappens.com. So go there to get the full Crappens experience.
Well done, Ben.
Thank you.
Well done. So here we are, the final episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. It was a little confusing because they numbered their Watch What Happens live episode that all the ladies went on together before the season started. They labeled that as episode number 8. So every time I turned on the Peacock, it said most recent episode is number 8. Mm-hmm. And so I just got confused, and I was like, where is it? Why has everybody else seen it but me, okay? But then I found it, and I was so happy.
You know what? It was very difficult for me, because when I grew up, I didn't get any love from my father, so I wasn't able to understand what was happening, and I would tune out all the other episodes. I'd only see episode 8. It's very difficult, but I'm working on seeing the other episodes, okay?
Guy. So Housewives Before Sunset, and it's like Tree is in bed with like a stuffed manicotti or something. Oh, like a little stuffed animal, like a little manicotti. And then Ramona is playing tennis. Ramona is playing tennis with Melissa, and it's like, whoa, you got forehand, see, like this. Whoa, bounce, look at me bouncing like a 2-year-old. That's right. How old am I? Nobody knows. Guy.
And then while they're on the tennis court, Kyle returns home because she just spent the night with Mauricio. And so she returns home. She's in a bathrobe and no shoes, just walking out on the court, like having a very obvious and deliberate walk of shame moment. Because Kyle's whole thing on this girl's trip is to show like that she is like a sexy lady, a lady who has a sex life. So she's like, oh, hi, girls. Hi. Even though I could have gone through the front door, I'm just going to walk through the tennis court and not put on any shoes, even though the cement is probably blazing hot right now.
Yeah. She said, it was great seeing my husband last night, but it was really weird asking my husband, do you have a t-shirt I can sleep in? I still fuck my husband, everybody.
She goes, this floozy life is not it for me, but I do want to remind everyone that I got some action and none of you girls did. Floozy life.
She goes, first of all, I have nothing to wash my face. My husband said there's a bar of soap. I was like, what?
Yeah, so this beauty that you're seeing right now, this is just, I guess, my natural state without any product. Isn't that crazy right now?
Right. Does he know how many products you put on that face at night? I mean, God, just from looking at you, I'm guessing paint thinner, floor wax, nail polish remover, fish asshole, gelatin powder.
Yeah, and then she goes, oh my God, and then like he didn't even have contact solution. I mean, I woke up looking like Betty Davis, who I did work with as a child. What a wonderful actress. What a gift. What a gift to receive her gifts. And I mean, I looked just like Betty Davis in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which is funny because also a lot of times we say Whatever Happened to Baby Kim Richards, because even though she's older, she is the baby in a certain way.
So then Ramona's like, well, you know what? I'm just so happy for you, okay? You know, I just want a man to hold me and to love me and to squeeze me at night, okay?
So then Kyle's like, I am a floozy in Turks and Caicos. A floozy. I'm fun and relatable, America. So then over in the kitchen, Cynthia's sort of like meandering around. And then there's just like a guy there who's like, how are you? And I was like, oh, poor Cynthia. Like, the only people who like she can talk to now are just like random people on the staff, you know?
Yeah. And she's like, hello. Good to see you. I look forward to getting to a deeper level with you today, guy who vacuums the living room. He's like, oh, my God, do I have to? Well, he just walked off with crushed my spirit. But I guess that's just the kind of week I'm having.
So Lori is talking with Cynthia about making a seafood salad and some tuna niçoise because Cynthia's having some sort of beach picnic and she just doesn't want any hot foods. All she wants to serve on this beach picnic are fish salads. So
I was thinking the same thing. And the lady's like, yeah, you know, we've got seafood salads. And she's like, nice, because we're going to be set up on the beach, right?
Because it's on the beach, right? So I want to make sure that nothing is warm. Nothing's going to be warm. So it's going to be cold because we're going to be on a beach.
Like, Cynthia, get out of the kitchen. They got it.
She's like, well, I feel like I can't get back on track with all these people. So I'm going to bring it back to the true Cynthia Bailey nature, the Bailey Bowl, which is a callback to an event that no one ever cared about originally, but somehow we'll have some sort of nostalgic element to it.
I had to try it because the other way of getting back to Cynthia Bailey is, well, it's just too last minute to get new props. So you know what? I'm going to plaster a friendship contract over Brooklyn's face on that poster board. Let's birth a new contract together at the Bailey Bowl.
Yeah. So everyone's getting dressed up for this lunch and everything, and Luann's like, oh good, my swimsuit matches the curtains, ha ha. And then Cynthia is they all come downstairs the cabana out on the beach, and Cynthia's like, okay, well, I have some appetizers coming out. I'm like, Cynthia, you don't have any appetizers. You did nothing here, Cynthia. You just bossed Lori around.
She walked into the kitchen and said, it's going to be outside, right? So I guess she did do something. Did you notice that we got a new Housewives Fever song?
Housewives on the island, baby!
For this part, it's like, we're going for days, 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 days. We're going for days, 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 days. Fever!
It was like the second option. Yeah.
I like that they just whipped that out for the finale. And Luann is in like three different insane necklaces at the same time. All turquoise. Like, you know, it's like a whole breastplate of turquoise on.
Yeah, she's like, well, I didn't get to wear these the rest of the week. So why don't we try them all at once? So Ramona's like, whoa, everything looks so delicious and so fresh and so wonderful. Whoa. And Kenya's like, Cynthia, do we have a menu?
And Kyle's like, guys, I'm only wearing heels. I'm wearing heels again. It's like, wow, Kyle, you've got a new aspect to your shallow-ass personality. The girl who wears heels everywhere, even in the sand.
I mean, Kyle, you have evolved.
I'm surprised I'm even eating lunch. I thought I wasn't going to be hungry after I had breakfast with my husband, who I had sex with last night.
Well, did everyone get some tuna?
Maurizio did.
That's disgusting, Kyle. We get it. You got laid. All right. Kenya's like, Cynthia, do we have a menu?
Yeah. Kenya is just undermining Cynthia wherever she can. And so Cynthia's like, well, this is it. Just light snacks for lunch. Well, I want a burger. Okay. A veggie burger. Okay. There's no fish in that. Just want to point that out. Yeah, I know. Okay. On a beach.
That is not a fish salad of any kind, but...
No, it's not! I want a burger, a veggie burger. Well, a cow that was fed with veggies. Grass-fed, that's what I want!
I'm gonna kill this woman.
And Cynthia's like, I am reacting to reactions, and with all these other ladies, I can go back and forth with them all day long, but with Kenya, it's personal. Hurts a little differently.
And so Melissa's like, where's the butter? And Carl goes, butter? Did I say butter? Carl's laugh. No, I did. I said that.
Okay, well, guys, on the beach, that's where we're going to set up the games. Do not get it confused with the beach, the place that we're having fish salads.
And she's like, there'll be all sorts of different games and super easy stuff. It should be a lot of fun. And just no one's excited. Everyone's like, uh-huh.
Someone I know, it's total silence. Yeah, nobody responds to Cynthia. And she's like, the Bailey Bowl is a place for us to team build. It was very different in Atlanta than the one that I'm going to set up for these ladies in Turks and Caicos. Okay, stop doing that. Stop taking your games from Atlanta and then amending them for this cast. Like, that's what got you into trouble the last time. Just play the damn game.
Yeah, okay? Stop with these non-iconic games that you're doing. Like, these are, I think Cynthia has a higher like estimation of where these games and events sit in our collective consciousness than they actually do. It's like, oh, remember that time when we played Jenga and drank soda at the same time? Remember Jenga and soda, that event? It's like, no one remembers. It's not iconic, Cynthia.
And then the games that they showed them playing in the Atlanta episode are like, you think they're going to be these really difficult games that these ladies just can't handle, and then it's like potato sack racing. It's like, we couldn't do that here because, you know, these ladies. We can only do that in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. She acts like there's such specific games that are only a certain set of people can do. So, I will say one thing that has been refreshing about this series is that I thought the entire series was going to be these sort of games. And so I'm really glad that we only got like a little bit of them. And actually that it was really funny. So the first game is Diamonds on Ice. So seven rings are frozen inside seven large balls of ice, and you have to lick the balls to get the diamond. That's common in Beverly Hills. And also the hotel I stayed at with my husband last night, who I had sex with.
Hey, Kyle. Balls, okay? Balls. And Cynthia's like, the winner will receive a four-night stay in a suite at a private resort.
It's kind of like when you're shooting a film with Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, about someone like Michael Myers. That's kind of what it's like. It's like going on set, because I'm a working actress.
So then Cynthia tells us in her interview, she's like, since this is the second Bailey Olympics, I thought I'd up the ante with a three-night stay at a resort. I was like, wait a minute, it was just four. How did we go down to three? What the hell's happening here?
We see that. And Kyle's like, I cannot believe we're licking balls. And Lorraine goes, well, with this group, I'm not surprised we're licking balls. See, I took your joke, which was very obvious, and I even made it more obvious. Ha ha.
And Kyle goes, in Beverly Hills, it's common. We know, Kyle. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Hey, I'm licking balls. They're like testicles, but they got rings in them.
Okay, guys, you really are gilding the lily with this joke.
So they start playing, and Kyle's like, I mean, it's better than who has a better butt and who's prettiest.
Kyle, see, you can see Kyle really is still, like, she's angry with Cynthia about that. And I'm still angry at Kyle, to be fair. But she's still been exacting revenge on Cynthia because of that moment. So they're all licking the ice. Melissa's fully giving her ball a blowjob. And then Luann's like, oh, did I miss all the jokes about the balls and the rings? Okay, I still would like to offer my version. Normally, I don't lick balls to get the ring. Ha!
I marry the balls, get the diamond, then I nair the balls, then I lick the balls, then I crush the balls, then I get a roundhouse shaped like the balls. Elegance is learned, my friends.
So Kyle gets it, but she like bit into it. And Luann, of course, is super competitive. She's like, you bit it. Disqualified. Like me on Star Search. Disqualified.
I got it.
You bit it too. Yes, you did, darling.
Teresa Giudice, did you or did you not bite into that ball? And we see her like full on biting.
I didn't buy it. I was licking it.
And then she goes, yeah, ask Louie. You know, when he writes in his card, I'm here with you, it's not literal, Teresa.
To be fair, with those lips, it's hard to tell what Teresa is doing to that ball. It's crazy. It looks insane. It looks like two forearms wrapped around like a baby dolphin's head. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
So Cynthia's like, okay, well, Kenya and Teresa and Melissa, you all get points. They bet it. What do they think this is? A spoonful of lamb curry? Lamb.
Cheaters. Call the popo. They know my music.
So now it's game two. Twerk off. So so Cynthia has the first, like Kenya and Teresa and Melissa start twerking. And Melissa's like, I like the balls the best. It's like, well, you bit the ball out, but okay. Luann's so angry.
So this contest is to see who can lift their butt up and down the most in 45 seconds. Okay.
Pretty much.
So it's a really weird way to judge a contest. So Cynthia is, Teresa's just like kind of bouncing up and down. It's just funny. She's just like, bouncing. Melissa's useless, as you would think. And Teresa wins with 70 bounces.
Yeah. So then now it's for round two, which is Luann, Kyle, Ramona, and Cynthia. Not a group of natural twerkers, I would say. And Ramona is like definitely not a twerker. She's sort of doing a thrust thing, like whoop, 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 whoop. Like hips are sort of maybe going in a circle. It's not great.
Yeah, I don't think twerking is that sexy, to tell you the truth, Kai. You know what? I don't see what's so sexy about twerking. There, said it!
And Kenya's like, I think I need to find a paramedic because I think that Ramona's having a seizure.
So Ramona got 70 and Cynthia got 69 and Luann got 74. So Luann's like dancing around, squealing.
And she's like, who does the twerk the best? It's me. I do the twerk the best.
So then Cynthia gets up in the interview room and starts like shaking her ass. She's like, I can twerk. Look at me twerk. And puts her ass right up in the camera. She's like, okay. She's like, when she's doing it, she turns around and she asks the cameraman, it's moving, right? Like, yes, Cynthia, your butt's moving.
She really is wounded by the fact that she does worse than Ramona in a twerking competition. That is a hard pill to swallow. So
game three is called Spill the Tea. That you have to find a buried cup and then you have to spill the tea that's in the cup onto somebody.
Yes. So there's like a circle of sand. This is very Survivor. We've seen this challenge on Survivor. There's a circle of sand and the cups are buried in the sand and they're all digging. So they're digging and digging. And Luann, of course, is losing her mind. She's like, oh my God, where the hell are these teacups? For crying out loud, here I am, a cabaret star, digging in the sand like a common peasant. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. There's not even a teacup in here.
So Melissa finds one and throws it on someone, and then finds one and throws it on somebody, and the last one is Luann, and she spills it on Cynthia, and I'm glad they were friends, because that would not have been good otherwise. Right. Cynthia would have been like, here I am, just trying to become friends, and somebody spilled some tea on me.
I know. And Luann is so hyper-competitive and so triumphant when she gets the tea thing. She literally races up. She does William Dafoe in Platoon. She's like, ah!
Ah! She has kind of a squeal too, you know? So she's squealing and ah! Like a mix. And then Kyle's like, Luann is taking this very seriously and I can't figure it out. It's not like these women can't afford to go themselves.
These women can't afford to go themselves, yeah. But a lot of them.
Kyle, were you the one who cheated in the ice ball game? I think you were. So don't talk about like that they're taking it too seriously when you literally went for that ring. And Kyle is so the sort of person who, when she doesn't do well in a game, she then is like, this game is stupid anyway. Like, she's like the worst game night person of all time.
Yeah. So now it's tug of war between the finalists. So Teresa and Lou are on one side, and Luann's like, get firm, get firm, do it, get firm.
Hey, I've been to camps too, all right?
So Kenya and Melissa wind up dragging Teresa and Luann over, and there's like a little stick, and so Teresa sort of tumbles over the stick. She wasn't over yet. No, she's not over. Okay, just like my cabaret career, it's not over.
Play it back. Her legs weren't over.
So now Luann's making it that your legs have to be over, not just your butt, your legs. So now it's Melissa versus Kenya. And Kenya just gets on her knees and plants herself in the sand and just yanks Melissa, like drags her over.
And Luann's like, oh, well, you have the advantage because you're on the downslope. I mean, I know you know about quantum physics. Cheater on the downslope, which is why we actually failed. Cheater.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Kenya's like, I told you I was gonna drag you. And Kyle's like, wow, she literally dragged her. So now they all have the coconuts with their names on them. And Cynthia's like, we're gonna salute our first all-star Bailey Bowl winner. And Kenya takes her crown, and Cynthia's like, and at this time, I'm going to step aside and allow Miss Bailey Bowl to say a kind word of thanks for the poster board with her child's name on it and the lady who fought for her to get the primary bedroom. Thank you. Kenya?
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you so much because I really worked so hard on this accomplishment because my girl is so amazing and I have fallen in love and I know she's in love and she inspires me and her boyfriend's birthday is coming up and I would like to give this gift to Teresa. So everyone's like, aw. I mean, Kenya is so shrewd because she's basically endearing herself to every single person except for Cynthia. Like, she is just like... She's just like, fuck this girl. I'm done with her. Like, someone else loves me.
Yes. And poor Cynthia. I mean, of course, Kenya's so like, mean. This girl is so amazing and she inspires me so much. And, you know, Cynthia's just ready to get up there and be like, Kenya, thank you. I was going to have a talk with you later, but you've shown me that we're still best friends. It's like, Teresa. So Teresa's like, no, Kenya, I can't do it. She's like, yes, yes. And Kenya's like, you know, right now, I don't have love in my life. And to see Teresa so happy after everything she's been through, this is from my heart. And maybe this means that later in my life, I'll find the same thing.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. So now afterwards, they all sort of sit in like another cabana. And a bunch of them go back up to the villa to take showers. So it just winds up being... Kyle, Teresa, and Ramona were left. And so they're just sitting and they're talking. And Kyle's like, wasn't that so sweet of Kenya? Wow. Kenya was tearing up, Teresa. Wow. It's the way I teared up when I woke up this morning with my husband of 25 years.
And Teresa's like, I never had nobody stick up for me before. You know, on my show, I always had to fight my own battles. Teresa, everybody has been kissing your ass for years.
About Jennifer Aiden? What about Dolores? Everyone fights Teresa's battles.
What about Marge before you had Danielle pull her hair? Marge was all about you sticking up for you. Like, literally every person sticks up for you except all for Jackie. And even Jackie tries.
And even, Melissa, I mean, there have been times, you know, Melissa just wants to go off on Teresa and has to do some sort of, like, token defense of her sister-in-law. You know Melissa saw that and was just like, this fucking bitch.
You know, I would say that even in life, like even in high school, nobody stuck it up for me.
And Kyle's like, oh, is that why you never went apparently? Because I don't really know what you're saying half the time. But you know what? I'll stick up for you. I'll stick up for you, Teresa.
And Ramona's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I stick up for you, dum-dum. Little scarecrow face. I stick up for you totally.
It's like, you know, when you go to college and you meet friends for life, I'd like to keep you guys as my friends for life like that.
I'm going to cry right now because I really bonded it with all you guys.
And Kyle's like, oh my God, you're going to make me cry right now. But I'm not actually going to do that. But I'm going to say you're going to make me cry.
You know what this is? We are girls, girls. You know, all the girls here. We're all girls, girls. And she's like,
yeah, I didn't got any sisters, and I always wanted sisters.
It's like so triggering for Melissa. You know, Melissa's like, I'm your sister now. I'm your sister now.
Yeah. And Kyle says that when you lose your parents, you know, like she has, and that Teresa also has, you really want to hold on. And Ramona's like, you know what? I just have a daughter left, you know, that's it. And my sister, but she doesn't like to come to the city, so.
So she doesn't count. That means that she's out of my life, okay? So I only have a daughter. I have a best friend, but that's also my daughter because we're basically the same age because we're ageless, okay? So Kyle's laughing that Ramona basically just cuts her sister out. Ramona's like, well, you know what? I don't want to go back to where I grew up, okay? Because where I grew up was terrible. My sister lives in the same home that I grew up in where I saw a lot of crap going on. So why would I go back there and live in the same bedroom where I was trembling in bed, okay? So no, I'm not going to go back there.
Yeah, so Kyle is like, well, I'm getting a sense there was abuse. And Ramona talks about her childhood, you know, and how her dad would beat her mom. And there was one time when she was like 4 years old and her mom was like, her dad beat her mom up. And the mom asked her to call the police. And she's like, I don't know how to use the phone. I mean, it's really sad. You know, it's really, really sad.
Really, really sad. It's like, it really actually makes you break your heart. Your heart breaks for her because you see how deranged Ramona is, but you also start to really see it in the context of like, this is someone who probably suffered a lot of trauma as a child and like has now created this very strange coping mechanism. So she talks about how like, the reason why she became independent in life is because she would ask her mom, like, why are you with daddy? And she's like, I don't have any choice. I've got four kids and there were no safe centers or anything for her. So she was stuck. And then she also talks about how, you know, her brother died. He was an alcoholic. Her sister has a drinking problem. And that like the only way she really survived that situation is because since she was the eldest, she had to take on a lot of responsibility. And so she just actually escaped into reading books, and she would read books all night long to get away from all the chaos around her.
Yeah, and then she moves into this. She's like, you know, I was just used to escaping, you know? And they go, you know, like, you don't even notice the cameras, Ramona. Well, I don't notice them because I was a kid. I didn't notice, you know, any of the abuse going on. And so now she doesn't notice that there's cameras when they film. I don't know. It's Ramona. So, you know, right. It's like it starts as one thing and starts getting murkier as we go. But Kyle's like, you know, I didn't have any idea about any of this, which just proves that Kyle doesn't watch these shows. You know, she acts like she watches everybody's shows, but yeah. Or listens. That's true. She's like, so your mom was a nanny, right? Was her it started with a C, K? Did her last name start with the K?
But she's from like the Bronx or something, but she was working for this like British guy in the city. She's like, no, that's the nanny. So
wait. I'm sorry. She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens when her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing schemes. Is that it?
Actually, what would she yes, do? That's actually very yeah. accurate. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what would she do? What would she say? She was out on Fanny, okay?
So Kyle's basically like, she doesn't know how Ramona navigated through things, etc. And so she's like, you know, I got a lump in my throat last night because I could tell that Ramona was really hurt when Luann and Kenya were doing that thing with John. I got a lump that luckily being with my husband saved me from. Oh, God, I have a husband. So Ramona's basically saying that she was bothered last night and that it crossed the line and it was unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like upsetting, okay? Wasn't necessary, you know? And she tells us, whenever I leave somewhere, I want to leave with no regrets. And being around Kenya was like being around my abusive home with my father. I'm like, okay, Ramona. Like, now, you know, she takes it too far every single time. It's like she's got you. And then she's like, my abusive father, just like Kenya. It's like, oh, God. No.
Yeah, that's a big one. The producer's basically like, is this why you lash out? She goes, you know what? I wasn't lashing out. I mean, how was I lashing out? I didn't lash out. Are you crazy? So Teresa wants Ramona to end things on a good note with Kenya. And so Ramona's like, you know what? Kenya, I really don't know what happened to us. I mean, sure, I called her a bitch and told her to fuck off, okay? But I really don't know what happened to us, okay? And I know a lot of not good stuff happened, and I'm not sure. I'm sure I'm a lot responsible, but I was, like, really looking forward to meeting you, Kenya, and, like, tremendously, and, like, I am upset that I never got to know who you are, okay? And I see you interacting with other women, and I wish you and I had that together. And obviously, I did certain things to push you away because you remind me of my abusive father, okay?
Yeah, basically. And so Kyle's like, are you going to say all that? She goes, no, I'm not going to go that far. She's like, well, why? You know, life puts people in your life for a reason. She goes, it shouldn't stop you from being authentic and vulnerable. And Teresa's like,
yeah, I want to end on a good card. Speaking of cards, Luis's last card was just a drawing of his wiener.
So now they're all packing. And Ramona's like, you know what? I better pack now because the flight is early in the morning, okay?
And by I mean the mother of that person downstairs, okay? So they're all packing, and the butler, Michael, goes to Lou's room. And she's like, oh, Michael, I have to share this with you. I'm the only one with one luggage. I don't expect an award, but sometimes I laugh at myself, and sometimes I impress myself. And that looks like this. Ha-ha!
Ha-ha. Michael, have you ever been with a woman who doesn't cheat at games? Mm-hmm. That's me.
So then he goes to Ramona's room, and she goes, oh, William. He's like, it's Michael. She's like, oh, you know what? I keep calling you William because William and Michael, the two proper names, okay? And I'm going to bug you for those two recipes from your mom, What's-A-Face, okay? It's a name, right? You know, so it's another proper name, What's-A-Face, okay? Queen What's-A-Face of What's-A-Wares, okay? So I want the one with the shrimp, and then I want the one with the quinoa, okay? To make sure you get the shrimp and the one with the quinoa.
Because I'm going to make them this summer the Hamptons and not invite you, okay? I can't wait. You know, the reason why I always call you William instead of Michael is because, like, Michael makes me think of Michael J. Fox. And Fox are, like, those things that British people hunt. And, like, British people have a king and a queen, okay? And one of the princes is named William, okay? So that's why I think it's pretty normal, I think.
How about I just call you Bill? It's Michael. All right. Thank you, William. Thank you for coming, guy.
So Cynthia's sitting in the confessional, and the producer's asking her how she would sum up her experience. And she goes, well, I went into this experience with two mindsets. I knew I already had two friends. I was excited to make more friends. But I also felt like I focused on Kenya specifically. And I only know one way to be a friend, to just give and to love and to try to make things easy for you. And I don't really feel like I 100% got the same from her.
That's the problem with people like this, you know? It's kind of what Kenya said earlier. Like, I hope that I'm giving this trip away so that I'll find love later. Yes, you should treat other people the way you want to be treated, right? I mean, that's the golden rule. But you shouldn't treat other people the way you demand that they treat you. Like, yeah. That's not cool. I have a friend who goes on everybody's Facebook for their birthday. You know how it tells you it's like so-and-so's birthday. He makes sure to go through every single person's Facebook, and it's like thousands of friends, you know? So he does all these, and then he counts the birthdays that he gets. And every year he's like, you know, I go on everybody's, and what did I get? 37? I'm like, well, that's not how that works.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly. But that being said, you know, we do see a montage of Kenya truly undermining Cynthia. And it's hard to see. You know, it's an argument could be made that Cynthia's being kind of needy with Kenya. But also an argument could be made that Kenya has made, like, new friends. It's like literally like you're going off to college together, and then Kenya meets, like, all these new shiny friends, and she's just like, whatever, I'm leaving Cynthia behind. So I could see both sides, but my heart hurts a little bit for Cynthia in this situation.
Yeah, I think it seems to me like what happened was Kenya got annoyed with Cynthia right away, and then just to avoid having fights, just ignored her, you know, which that's not really the way to deal with that one.
Well, or I could also see, like, Kenya has had such a miserable go of it on Atlanta, probably mostly due to her own fault, but, like, she's had a miserable go of it, and here she met some women who just are, like, accepting her from the get-go, and she probably didn't want to be encumbered with Cynthia. She just wanted to just, like, dive into all these new friendships, where Cynthia, I think, wanted them to be, like, sort of like gal pals together, and she, like, wanted to use that time to experience all these the wonderful delights of new friendships, which I get, but at the same time, it's like, don't like, undermine your friend. Don't, like, you know, make her seem like the crazy one, and don't be like, oh wow, look at her, oh, she might be jealous, you know. I actually don't even think that Cynthia was jealous of any of the girls. I think if anything, she just felt left out.
Yeah, well, and we, you know, we have plenty of clips to remind us of what an ass Kenya is, you know? It's like, yeah, Kyle, this game is marginalizing us. Oh, Melissa, Cynthia feels like you and I are super clicky, so yeah, she said that to me yesterday after the boat, so I guess she's just hurt. You know, so Kenya, like you said, just going around trying to undermine. And so Cynthia's like, well, unfortunately, I think the dynamics have changed, and it hurts to talk about because... You know, if, you know I can't help who I love. Can I have a tissue? Thank you. And she says that she learned some things kind of towards the end of the trip that really didn't sit right with her. And Kenya totally had her hand in changing people's perceptions of me. And then we see the clip of Kenya saying, yeah, she's really mad that you and I are friends, Melissa.
Yeah, that was the thing. So then Cynthia's like, you know, I talked to Melissa the most before the trip, and then, like, I got here, and that all changed once Melissa and Kenya talked or connected, and like, I didn't know why until Melissa told me that she had that conversation with Kenya.
Yeah. So she's crying. She's all upset. So then 10 minutes later, Cynthia goes to Kenya's room, and Kenya's like, ha, 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 wow, someone's dragging their feet. Oh, it's you, Cynthia. You're really dragging your feet.
Yeah. And, you know, and Cynthia's like, well, I'm going to miss this villa, but I'm happy to see my husband and family and everything. But I want to pull you aside for a minute and just share something with you. And so Kenya's like actually like very concerned. She thinks something very serious is about to happen. And then Cynthia goes, now I don't want to have this conversation with you, but I love you. So I feel like I need to have this conversation. And Cynthia's like, oh God. I mean, Kenya goes, oh, Cynthia, I don't even know what this is about, but I don't want, she's like, I already know this is going to be something about our friendship. We have to talk about the friendship. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but I didn't want to leave without having this conversation, but if you're interested, I would be happy to have it with you. She's like, I'm not interested, Cynthia. I don't even know what this is about. We had a great trip. I think everything has been beautiful, and it's not going to end like this. She's like, okay, then I'll just see myself
out. Drag your feet out the same way you dragged them in.
I think Cynthia should have just said at that moment, you have been a shitty friend to me this vacation, and you've made me feel shitty. And while you're all having fun, I'm sitting here feeling like shit because you've done this to me. She should have said that, but she kind of like simpered and was like, fine, fine. I've now seen your true colors, which is admittedly exactly how I would handle it. But do as I say, don't do as I do.
Mm-hmm. So she leaves and she's like, well, she shut me down. She doesn't even have time for this. And I think when I walked out of her room, part of my heart just kind of closed up. And Kenya's like, oh my God, she didn't see all the times I had her back, like talking to Kyle. And, you know, when I told Kyle, no, Cynthia's a really good, fun girl, you know, after I told her that, that Cynthia's game was really, you know, attacking our womanhood or whatever.
She's a good girl when she's not being psycho cuckoo. Am I right, girls?
Yeah. And then she's saying, don't make it look like I've done something wrong to you when I've done nothing wrong, because that's a trigger for me. Okay, well, what about the triggers that you gave for everything?
Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm so sick of that word for everything. Like, no one can call you out because it's a trigger for you. You were an asshole. Sorry. Did that trigger you? You're an asshole. You don't get to be triggered. You don't get to be triggered in this situation.
Or you're allowed to be triggered if you're, but you also have to be willing to acknowledge other people's triggers too. Like, you're not the only one. Like, we all have triggers, right? So Cynthia's like, well, you have to show your friends how to treat you. I gotta do a better job at that. Now, I find this entire storyline with Cynthia and Kenya to be, like, low-key very devastating. Not because I'm, like, wrapped up in the Kenya-Cynthia story. I never really cared that much about their friendship. To me, they're not, like, a duo that I'm just hoping gets back together. But it just, I think why it's devastating is I feel like it's just so real. Like, a lot of times we see people having these huge feuds. They stop talking because of some stupid fight that they had that's usually about someone, some Instagram thing, or someone went on Watch What Happens Live and said something. And this fight is like, it comes from that like deep, dark place of like,
your subconscious
of like, yeah, it's like, what sucks is that she can't say, oh, we had a fight. We had an argument and you said some nasty things. Like, you can't point to what really went wrong, but you know, something went wrong. And it's like, it's too real to ignore. And it probably was in the works for some time. And that's like just so real. And that's, and it's so sad. It's so sad when that happens. And so I think it really affected me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be okay, Ben.
Thanks,
it'll be
Veronica. Okay. Have a hug.
It'll be okay. It's not you. It'll be okay, Ben. I still love you, Ben.
Don't
I'm
leave
so
me.
Sorry.
Don't leave me,
I'm
everyone.
I'm so sorry.
Adieu. 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 You're gonna love me.
So then we go to Teresa, and she's with Louis on the phone. And again, Louis's got his cell phone on a fucking tripod with a ring. Like, don't trust this man.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right
guns
now.
Out. Yeah.
Yes, he's just so cheesy and so inauthentic. And he's like, look at you. You look beautiful. She's like, yeah, I got dressed in it. He's like, you're so pretty. You're such a princess. You're so gorgeous. And she's like, well, Kenya won this game. And guess what the prize was? 4 days in a villa. And you know what? Guess what she did? She said I inspired her and she gave it to me. So I got it back for life now.
She said I want you and Louis to come back. And I'm like, always got her backsesses and stuff. Like, you've touched all the girls too. And I hope that she finds what I have with you, you know? I hope she gets cards every single day, Ziz.
And he's like, you should pat yourself on the back because you're amazing. Shut up. Just hang up the phone.
I know. He's awful.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Luann says, oh, so tonight we have to be a little bit more glamorous because she's talking to her glam squad. She says, so tonight, lady, we have to be a bit more glamorous in the makeup department. I'm not saying that you haven't made me glamorous, but let's put it this way. It looked like I was auditioning for Monster, a role I certainly would have gotten had I been acting back then. Anyway, the point is this. I'm thinking a big lash and a silver choker. The girls are going to be wondering, why is Lou all glammed up tonight? And guess what? I've got money guns. That's why, baby, I'm a star.
And she's dancing in the mirror. This lady dressing her has not even lifted her head. She's just completely ignoring Luann. And I loved it. I was cracking up. So she's like dancing in the mirror like, money can't buy glass. You know, I mean, I just got inspired by Kyle because every night I would pass by Kyle's room and I would hear her singing, money can't buy you glass. And we see a clip of one time Kyle
one time
going,
Kyle
money
that.
Can't buy you glass.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to surprise the girls for the last night. That's what I'm going to do. I love Luann getting inspired. I'm so inspired that someone sang my song that I'm going to sing my song that I've sung every episode.
She sits in her chair and she's getting her makeup done and she's playing Money Can't Buy You Class and singing along with it. And the difference between the two voices is so funny. It's like one of them is like, money can't buy you class, all auto-tuned, and hers is like, money can't buy you class. Oh, it's like Harvey Fierstein doing karaoke.
Oh god, she is so into herself. It's wonderful. So now the women are all getting into production vans to go to their next location for the evening, and Cynthia and Kenya are stuck together. And so Cynthia basically, for the rest of the episode, Cynthia has her mom's face on. Like, whenever Cynthia would talk to her mom about Peter, her mom would just have this face on, like, mm-hmm, I'm not going to show you the amount of disdain I'm feeling, but I'm going to make sure you feel it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Kenya's like, I have to get in this car because they don't have any more space. So she already starts it off on a positive note, right?
Yeah.
So she's with Cynthia, and Cynthia and Kenya and Teresa's drive is just in pure silence. Yes. Teresa's like swiping through. Cynthia's just, you know, waiting for somebody else to say something. And Kenya calls Brooklyn. And Brooklyn's like, I'm sticky. She's, oh my God, what is she wearing? Those clothes I bought her to wear under her clothes. You know what I'm saying? Worst job in the world is being Kenya's nanny. I mean, yes. My God, has that person taken more crap?
Oh, you know, it's just absolutely horrific. Kenya is just going to be devoting all her time and energy into micromanaging this nanny. So then they finally arrive at this resort and they're going to be eating out on the beach. And there's like a fire breather or whatever. Everyone's, whoa, a flamethrower. So, whoa, a propane tank. Whoa, I love people who could do that.
I also thought it was kind of funny that Tree goes, hey, when is that baby going to be three? And Cynthia goes, I'm not, I can't really remember when. She has no idea after being like, I love Kenya more than anyone in this world. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, look, it's a flamethrower. So Kyle, of course, sits at the head of the table. She's Kyle. Mm-hmm. And she starts talking about how she's going to miss everybody. And Teresa and Cynthia do a cheers with themselves. And Kyle's like, okay, here's the real toast. I just want to say I enjoyed all of this time with you as much as I did Betty. But I did enjoy this time with you. And I really did not know what I was walking into. And, you know, it's like once I thought I was just walking onto a regular set and it turned into an 11-year job with George Clooney on ER. So thank you. Thank you all.
You know, I didn't know what I was really going to walk into. And it felt so natural and obvious that we have that sisterhood. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Luann. It's my toast. I was this dramatic pause. I'm a working actress. That's what I was doing. Sisterhood. Okay, Luann, thanks.
Sisterhood.
All right, we'll just move on.
So they all do the cheers, and Luann's like, all right, ladies, what did you think when they asked you to do this show? And Kyle said, my first question was, who's going? And Cynthia said, yep, that was my first question too. And Luann says, well, I wasn't even thinking about the other franchises. I was thinking, who are they going to take from New York that would be my wingman? And look who they gave me. Whoa.
I mean, I thought, God, give me at least Billy Strish. But instead I got Ramona over here. I mean, and Ramona, I'm sure you would have preferred to take Sonia than me. Am I right, everyone? And Ramona's like, well, actually, you know what? I'm a lot closer with you now than Sonia. And I'm not just saying that because we had a conversation yesterday. I want to be on your good side. I'm saying it because I like to lie, okay?
And so Tree's like, you guys gotta keep it that way. And look what just a card from Louie. Oh my God.
It's the menu, Teresa.
So Kyle's like, so what do you guys think that this trip has done for your relationship, Luann and Ramona? Whoa, you know what? She's opened my eyes, which are already pretty wide open. And on that note, I'm gonna be uncomfortable. Okay, and I'm going to say something in front of the group, okay? Can I speak? You know, I'm going to be uncomfortable if I say something in front of the group. So, Kenya, can I speak to you on the side? Sure, Ramona. Okay. No, Ramona, now you've just rotated your side towards me. I thought you meant walk off to the side. Oh, we can do that too, okay?
It's easier to talk to Kyle, okay? What can I say? So they walk off, and Ramona's just really overdoing the being nice to Kenya thing. She's like, well, Kenya, why don't we sit over here? You know what? You want to sit a stand? Okay, you know what? Let's prefer to sit. Okay, I want to sit. Do you want to sit on the left? Do you want to sit on the right? I can sit wherever you don't want to. Do you want to sit with your legs crossed? Do you want to sit with them uncrossed? Really, whatever you want to do.
Kenya, okay?
You know what? I'm happy that you're willing to come away from the table. I'm like nervous, okay? Like, I'm never nervous unless I say I'm nervous, okay? I'm nervous because I want to show you who I am, and I'm nervous to tell you how I'm feeling, okay? So Kenya's like, take your time, because she loves having Ramona squirm, right? So she's like, take your time. She's like, okay, so I see how you are with all the other women, and I see how you're, like, fun, loving, and generous, and have a great heart, and I really regret that I didn't get to know you. And then last night, I'm like trying to analyze like what's going on here. And I have to figure out what is it about me being so wonderful and so generous and having 50 close girlfriends. What is it about that generosity that triggers you? Okay, because I triggered you by being so wonderful. And I regret that because I didn't want to be so wonderful. It would hurt you. Okay.
She's like, well, I appreciate you opening up, but we are at the end of this trip. So she goes, you know what? I was scared. That's it. Okay. You know what? Because you're not afraid to speak your mind. And I was like scared to say to you some things because I was afraid you would attack me. Okay.
And all I would have to defend myself was this beautiful Chanel bag that my 50 close girlfriends bought for me. Okay.
And Kenya's like, oh my God, she's playing the victim card again. Tread carefully. She's like, I was nervous. That's it. I was nervous, okay? And Kenya's like, okay, but you weren't afraid to call me a bitch. I mean, come on, Ramona. Let's be honest here. She goes, you know what? Because you triggered something in me. I hear the word triggered, and it lets everybody off the hook. So I'm just going to say triggered over and over until somebody forgives me, okay? You know what? It wasn't you. It was me. And that's why I reacted, okay? And I don't know why I reacted like that, because I normally don't say that to anybody that I know. Like, really? You never say fuck you or call anybody a bitch?
I know.
Have you met you?
And Kenya's like, well, for me, it was a slap in my face because I'm like, I was trying. You know what? And I'm not that person, okay? I'm upset with myself because how I butted heads with you, okay? So back at the table, they're like, wow, what's going on with their conversation? It's taking a long time. Like, well, that's probably good because if it was too fast, that'd be bad news.
Right. Cynthia's like, well, I guess that Ramona didn't start that conversation by dragging her feet because she was tired. So I guess it's going well.
Well, me and Kyle talked to her today, and she says she always wanted to get to know Kenya.
So Ramona's like, you know what? Kenya, you were the person I really knew the least, and I really wanted to get to know you. And like one of the things I wanted to share was on the side with you is like if you wanted to talk about it, you and I have a little bit of a similar background growing up because you had a mother that wasn't there for you, and even though my father was in the home physically, I got no love from him either. Okay.
And she's like, yeah, we could connect on those things, and my mother gave me to my grandmother. And she goes, whoa, how long? How long did that take? Okay. And she's like, 3 days. At 3 days, she didn't even name me. She didn't want to have anything to do with me. Just, you know what? We learn from our parents, okay? The mother teaches you to love, and the father teaches you how to love men and to occasionally throw a ravioli, okay? So I would pick relationships with me that weren't connecting, and I would do it on purpose.
I can't. It's like, that's the same thing I do now. That's why I'm in the situation I'm in with my husband. So back to everyone else. Kyle is like, okay, I have a question I want to ask everyone. Did you have a misconception about people and or their husbands if they have a husband, which I do have?
Well, Kenya, because everyone said she's a drama queen.
Cynthia's like, oh, yes, you all called me about her. I would just like to remind you that you were all speaking to me and loving calling me back then. Thank you.
Yes, I was the center. I was the glue at one point. So then back to the other two, Kenya's saying, I am a very forgiving person. I don't hold on to grudges when people are accountable to their actions, which is
Right. And she's like, the only thing that will drag us back is the same behavior or you expecting some kind of an apology for my behavior on this trip, which is never going to happen.
Yeah.
So just please show that you've shown that you're growing. So, you know, that same behavior on the plane, that was a lot of growth coming to this.
Yeah, because Kenya's basically saying that normally she would have gone off on a Ramona on the plane, but she didn't, so she showed growth. So,
I see.
So they hug because Kenya's like, I think what you need is a hug. Ha! You know what? I do need a hug. I do. Okay, I do. So they hug and then they come back. They start heading back to the table while the other two are talking. And Kyle's like, the biggest misconception is Teresa. I found you to be so sweet and sensitive and down to earth. And, oh, you know what? You can put that clamshell down. That's not a card either.
No?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, you know what? It takes a lot to make me mad at it. I have never, ever had a good season on my show. This is the first time I ever had fun on the show.
And Melissa is like, just so happy to rub salt in the wounds. She's like, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like from season one till now, you were dealing with the bankruptcy and then going to jail and then Joe cheating on you. And then your mom died and then you were still in jail and then Joe was deported. And then, oh, I guess your dad just died. So, yeah, I guess there's like a lot of stuff you've had to deal with, huh?
Yeah. And she's like, finally, it's all over, right, Teresa? And Teresa's like, it's my time to shine, it, but it took a long time. Blink, 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 blink. So Ramona and Kenya return, and they're like, okay, is everything okay with you guys? She goes, we're back, okay? You know what? I'm smiling. I'm smiling right now.
And Cynthia's like, I find it very interesting that Kenya could find it in her heart to have a heart-to-heart with Ramona. But her good buddy over here, shuffling her feet. Well, I guess nothing. So, yeah, at least she's consistent.
Well, I mean, you didn't come to her the same way. Ramona went to her with an apology, and you went to her expecting an apology. That's a very huge difference in what you're going to get as a reaction from Kenya.
Yeah. So Ramona is like, you know what? I was thinking to myself, like, why didn't I have this conversation 4 days ago? Schmuck, schmuck, schmuck. That's what I am. Schmuck, okay?
Oh, and Kenya's like, ha, 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 ha. So Melissa says, well, you know what? I don't think that Kenya was really ready to have that conversation 4 days ago. Am I right?
Yeah, it took the week. Sisterhood.
So then the cheers to positivity. Hermione goes, women supporting women. Okay. So Luann goes, Kyle. Oh, we're still doing the misconceptions game. So Kyle, I never expected you to be as funny as you are. Really? I mean, I love humor and I love that you get my jokes. Oh, Kyle, you are so funny. I love that you sing my songs and laugh at my jokes. You'll just follow me around for the rest of my life.
You're the best fan, Kyle. Thank you. Like, wow, how did that turn around?
Yeah.
I loved that you are so funny because you like my jokes. Okay. Thanks, Luann. So yes. Ramona's like, you know what? For me, it's Teresa, because I didn't even know she was so smart. And Melissa goes, wow, we went from the scares crow. It's like, oh my God, Melissa. Now's not the time to flex. Okay, sit down.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I didn't think that you were so smart. Okay. The fact that you're trying to like eat your steak with a conch shell, like, that would make me think that you're very stupid, but it turns out you're smart. You went to Berklee School of Business, which is located in New Jersey and has ads on the New York subway, so I've been told, okay?
Yeah, you know what? Don't be negative, Melissa, okay? Don't be negative. And Teresa goes, thank you. Don't be negative. That's what I'm always trying to tell her.
And Kenya's like, my misconception was, I don't know, Melissa was so sexy and so fun. I mean, it's like, I finally have a friend who's basically a supermodel. God, I've waited all my life for that.
You should start a bag line. You know what? You should have Bellinis named after you, probably in a bottle.
You could basically like open up a modeling agency or have eyewear or maybe like just go in on a bar or maybe have a coffee brand.
I mean, just to be able to walk like you, I'll give you money to show me how to walk like you.
Hey, do you like the artist known as 50 Cent? God, he's great. You should just like play his music all the time and just kind of like take on that name.
It's like, the man's like, I'll be back. My eyelash is stuck.
My non-glamorous eyelash is stuck. I'll be back. I heard there's some fans up in the villa. Gotta go check in on them. Not make an excuse whatsoever for a surprise reveal.
So she goes into this little house, and the drama all week has been that this guy who owns the house is like, imagine my surprise when I turned on the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip and saw my home being used when they didn't have permission.
Oh, really? I did not see that controversy. Because that's right, they weren't at the villa.
Yeah, supposedly they didn't have permission to use this house. And they were supposed to just do it out on his patio. So people were like, wait, so you knew they were going to be on your patio. So then you did know they were coming. So it was all this drama. I just thought what was notable about it is usually the shows, when they start getting kind of stale or whatever, the drama is better online, right? Like, Sasha Madia is the best housewife. But in this one, everyone's like, oh, that drama's stupid. Shut up. No one cares about your rental.
Yeah, really. No, truly no one cares. So that back at the table, they're just talking about the tug of war and everything and just like laughing about Kenya planting her butt. And Luann's changing the villa. And Kyle's like, wait a second, guys. Where's Luann? I need to laugh at her jokes. And Ramona goes, oh, she's smoking her vapor, okay?
Yeah. And then Luann's got 4 cash guns on the bed. And she's like, are these filled with money? Oh, how does Brittany do it?
Yeah, she's cut there putting the microphone, one of those like mics that's like a headset. She's like, oh, how does fellow recording artist Britney Spears do this? I don't even know.
So then she starts the music. Oh, and
by the way,
she goes out with,
I just wanted to point out that she is acting like she has hired backup dancers, that there's like actually a whole production going on. She's like, okay, are you ready? Is everyone ready? Okay. And then she comes out.
Please put the plastic basket of glasses down.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right. Now put your hands up, backup dancers.
It's just the staff in the white polos.
Yeah, it's the busboys.
All right, you hold this money gun that way. You hold this money gun that way. And you, I'll just give you my autograph.
All right, shoot your money guns. Oh, God, why are you pelting my biggest fan in the head with breadsticks? Not bread, bus boy. All right, shoot the guns.
Now remember, arms are going to go up, arms up. All right, cue music, replaces. All right, 5 minutes to curtain, and by 5, 1 minute. And okay, roll music.
Money can't buy you glass.
Money can't buy your glass. The bus boys are just like shooting off the dollar guns, just like so unenthusiastically, like, whatever. We know this. We're not going to get a tip out of this, so might as well
right.
You know, shoot the fake money.
Right. I just saw this lady pick a lock. Okay. Like, should we run? So then we see Teresa's home video, which of course makes no sense. Like, it makes as much sense as a video from Teresa would, right? It's like, it looks like it's gonna be of the girls, but then it's like of the sand, and yeah, then it's of like a tree. It's like, why could you have used anybody else's video?
And then Ramona finds like a pole or like a tree and just like clasps onto it like a koala and starts swinging back and forth like, whoa, if I can't find a man, I'll find a tree, okay? Whoa.
Yeah. So then Kyle's like, this was so great. I mean, looking back, I just laughed so hard. And Teresa goes,
yeah, you know what I learned about myself? I learned that the energy I surround myself is the energy I give.
Yeah, okay. So everything's everyone else's fault. These are such housewives answers, and I fucking love it. So Teresa, like, you know what? I'm only a bad person because there's other bad people around me.
Yeah, exactly. It's what a very convenient narrative, as Katie would say. And Kenya says, you know, I've been doing this for 9 or 10 years, and this is the first time I've really felt accepted. I mean, these women see me for who I am.
And Cynthia's like, am I bleeding from the knife in my back? I'm just too old to be around people who do not respect the boundaries of what friendship is supposed to be. Bailey out. Mwah, mwah.
Yeah, I think that was like her official goodbye from the franchise. So then the fireworks start going off and Luann's like, oh, the fireworks, and the whole night sky was just gorgeous. I mean, how wonderful for the local people of Turks and Caicos to shoot off fireworks for me, a star singing her song to her biggest fan.
And the producer asked her, hey, are you going to keep in touch with Michael? And she's like, well, he's already DM'd me.
Hi, Mrs. Dillaseps. This is Michael from the villa. We still require payment from the services you required, so please reach us as soon as possible. That's what the DM was.
His thirsty ass was like, do you need anybody to come on the road with you? I mean, I know it is Anne France.
So, and Ramona, what have you learned about yourself on this trip? You know what? I don't know. Lessons? I've learned lessons.
You know what? I learned to use the word triggered. Okay.
Set.
So Ramona learned nothing. Despite everything that she said, she learned nothing.
Yes. I mean, pretty solid ending, I thought.
It's a great
show. Ends with Ramona learning nothing. I mean, you couldn't write it better than that.
It was a great show. It was a great show because it felt very authentic. I felt like we really got into these women's lives, their motivations, and their like reflections on being on this show. And it was great. I cannot believe how good that show was.
Yeah, really good. The next round looks like it will be Ex-Housewives Club. Ex-Real Housewives Club.
Right. That's what Darren Karp said when she came on the show, that they weren't sure if it was going to be like under the girls trip umbrella or something else, but I've been hearing that being floated around Ex-Housewives Club, which also sounds great. That will probably be a very thirsty and chaotic series, which I'm excited for.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being with us this season. We will be back in a couple weeks for some more Peacock stuff with Real Housewives of Miami.
Next week, in fact. Not even a couple of weeks. Next week.
Well, there
Miami
you go.
Miami starts on the 19th. So everyone better keep their Peacock subscription because you know we are all about Miami.
We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Du,
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber,
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
We McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.